Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't you bring all this up in regards to, like, you know, the death
sounded
and everything?
Like a villain there. Can you just save that laugh? He sounded like somebody in Inspector Gadget. Like, Batman. I'm going to leave you in this room dangling over a bottle of acid.
It's the Kyle Draper laugh. Yeah. There you go. Baldy joined us last hour, Bonte. I know you were listening and knee deep in that. You know, we talked about it. You know, should the 49ers be adding to this team right now with all, like, the loss of Bosa, with Fred Warner? This is what he had to say.
Trade deadline's coming up. I mean, if they want to be competitive, they got to make a move. They have to make – if they sit and just say, we're going to develop our young guys, we're sitting tight. Like, that – I don't know. Like, if I'm John Lynch, you got to make a move. You might have to eat some salary. You got to move some guys around, extend – whatever you got to do. Like, they've got to make a move right now.
Well, is there, like
– and typically what you do – is you raid good players from bad teams, whether it's Trey Hendrickson, whatever. Like, I feel like they've got to be aggressive at this point to really stay in this game right now.
It was a false start for me, 5-yard penalty. Me and Dominic Pooney, I'll own that one. But he said they need to be aggressive, Bonte. You agree with that?
I don't. Not right now. John Lynch mentioned it a couple weeks ago. Now, you know I love Baldy, but John Lynch said it. Make me make a deal. What are you going to do Sunday Night Football against Atlanta? What are you going to do in Houston? What are you going to do against the New York Giants?
I'm frightened.
What does
by
it look
this,
like
by this Falcons?
All right, so let me
team.
Ask
what
you. So like? Let me ask you. They go 3-0. I think we're all in agreement. Buy something, right?
7-2. Yeah, you buy something.
Okay. They go 2-1. What do you do?
I may buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buy something for the cheap.
What about you?
Yeah, well, I told him earlier, I'm not third round or lower, I'm not doing anything. Fourth round,
yeah,
up,
I can't
that's
be,
it.
I can't be mortgaging a bunch of picks when I have a bunch of holes on this team.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
I'm going
to
reap.
Okay, but you took a third rounder who has yet to suit up for you six games into the season.
I understand that. Trust me, I don't get it. I don't get it. But at the same time, who's out there and what are you going to get for a third round pick?
You can get Kayvon Thibodeau. I'm just hypothetical.
Right.
Kayvon Thibodeau, third round pick.
Then you do it because you have control for another year.
1 and 2.
I've got to stand pat. I got to keep these picks.
Well, you wouldn't trade away.
I have to keep these because then the offseason happens, right?
No, I'm saying you wouldn't trade away one of your guys if you're 1 and 2. Somebody calls you and says, hey, we'll give you a second round pick for Trent Williams.
Ooh.
I think you owe it to yourself.
I think about it.
I would think about that. I'm not sure if I would do it, but I think about that for sure.
What about at 0-3?
Yeah, at 0-3, you're not making any moves. No. You're probably trying to sell parts like Juwan Jennings. You're probably looking to see if anybody wants Brandon Ayuk. You're looking to see if anybody wants one of your defensive players, Jair Brown.
I was going
to
say, is there anyone that you're not trading at all? Obviously, no one's going to, like, Mykal Williams. Like, no, they're not trading their first round pick from this past year.
Yeah, I'm not trading George Kittle.
Okay.
I'm not trading Fred Warner. I don't think you could trade Brock Purdy, even though I wouldn't trade Brock Purdy.
What about Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm trading Christian McCaffrey. I'm keeping Christian
McCaffrey.
What's
his contract look like after this year?
It's a good question. We'll get on that.
I'm going to pull that up.
I believe there's a team option with Christian McCaffrey, but I'm not trading Christian McCaffrey.
What are you making of his season so far? It's like it's fascinating, like because they can't run a lick. And Baldy was made the point. That's how I was kind of watching the game last night. Like, God, Bijan looks just like CMC did two seasons ago.
Right.
He's having an offensive player of the year type of season. Looks incredible, and like he's not obviously doesn't have that burst. He doesn't have that same kind of like wow CMC from a couple seasons ago. But he's still like I still watch him make plays left and right in the passing game.
Yeah. You guys asked me the question, does he look washed? Does he look like he lost a step? And if he was washed, he wouldn't be making the plays.
No, he's productive, but not explosive.
But he's not explosive. But the run game as a whole is not explosive.
There's a potential out at the end of this year.
Potential out, right?
Yep. Yeah, potential out. So this could be his final year.
It could be the final year. But I don't think I'm trading Christian McCaffrey.
No, okay. No, just had to ask.
I'm not trading. Look, these conversations are all valid. It's all valid. If you go 0-3, everything is on the table. And you got to look for 2026. You got to look for it. And Shanahan, knowing Shanahan, he's not going to be attached to a lot of guys. He's going to say, hey, we got to do something for the future here. And if you got to get picks now, you can say, hey, picks, they don't make good picks, right? And that's the problem with draft picks, where everybody wants to trade for draft picks. There's no guarantee you're going to hit on that draft pick. And the Niners have proven that they don't hit on every draft pick. But a lot of teams don't hit on every draft pick. So what type of veterans are you going to bring in? Or what type of NFL-proven talent can you bring in if you want to make deals? That's the bigger question. And who's going to be available? So there's a lot of moving parts here in the NFL. But when it comes to trading Christian McCaffrey, he's the one guy who's productive week in and week out on my football team.
I know.
I have a hard time trading. Who are you going to hand the ball off to? Isaac Arendo?
Well,
seriously?
I mean, Brian, we know it's not Brian Robinson. You didn't get a carry last week.
Look, I was arguing going into the draft. There's a strong reason, an argument to be made for taking a running back in the first three rounds. People thought I was insane.
No, you were the only one saying maybe if Genty falls to you,
had to consider it to me.
I wanted Tyler Warren.
I wanted Tyler Warren
at 12 overall. People thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
Tyler Warren looks sick.
I mean, what were the Bears doing passing up Tyler Warren for Loveland?
I do like Loveland, but not ahead of
Tyler
Warren.
Tyler Warren was a monster.
I know. I agree with you. And we're talking about this, too, on top of the fact that you drafted a wide receiver that you haven't seen this year and a running back. Like, Niner fans don't even know who these guys are because you haven't seen them.
Jordan Watkins is a wide receiver. You've seen him at practice. What is he?
He was ascending.
What is he, though?
I mean, I don't know what he is yet because he hasn't played in the game. He's like 6'1", 6'2", but he's kind of thick.
Okay.
He has speed. Watched him a couple times at Ole Miss. He could get deep.
He's listed at 5'11", 196.
5'11"? Is he 5'11"? Is he that it?
Yeah, I thought
he was 6 feet. I thought he was 6 feet.
He looks bigger.
I thought he was starting to make some strides, but again, in the back of my mind, rookie wide receivers from Kyle Shanahan, who really came on in the second half of that season.
Yeah.
Ricky Pearsall, we didn't unfortunately get to see him right away. So
the other thing is, I don't want to play like, you know, retrospective, but it is true. Like, we knew that they needed to probably move off Debo, but I do believe part of the run game is stymied right now because all the motioning with Juice, yeah. nobody's honoring that. Yeah. With Debo, you at least, even when he's washed and angry and not productive, teams are like, oh yeah, I gotta move.
They miss Debo.
They do miss
they
Debo.
They miss Debo. And he's having a nice little resurgence in Washington. I'm happy for him because he was a good Niner.
He was a great Niner.
And because he, the attitude last year, I felt like it was time to move on. And he's one of the few guys where, you know, we always have draft crushers, right? We want this guy. I wanted Debo very bad and actually drafted Debo Samuel. And he became a really good Niner.
And it never works out that way. You're the guy you love. Your team never
works out that way.
I would argue he had a couple great Niner seasons.
Great Niner seasons. And they missed Debo. And that's been underrated. Also been underrated is they missed Brandon Ayuk as well. Oh, yeah. We were talking training camp going into 2023 when they had the spectacular offensive season, which we were having a conversation. Can this offense be as good as the 94 offense? And it was at times. With four guys going over 1,000 yards. We were talking about the dynamic duo that Brandon Ayuk and Debo Samuel was as being one of the best tandems in Niners history and being one of the best tandems across the NFL.
Yep.
And we underrated both of those guys, unfortunately. And Brandon Ayuk may never be the same, and Debo's now in the nation's capital.
Well, and here's where it's tough. The guy that they took to replace those guys is also hurt, even though he's productive. But the element that he doesn't bring that Debo did, he's not a red zone target today. The Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
He can get open in the red zone, but red zone to me is like mano a mano. Right. Can I make a contested catch?
You know who was?
Sam LaPorta.
Brandon Ayuk was pretty damn good in the red zone.
He developed into that, yep. absolutely. Yeah. And he would high point the ball. Ricky's just not there right now. And they miss him really bad right now.
Well, especially, and I just thought of immediately George Kittle coming back. That being that threat in the red zone can help so much. I was just watching the Sunday night game. I know you guys both were too. That catch that Sam LaPorta just jumping over everyone. Yeah. I mean, it was an incredible one-hander. He gets both feet in that. But that's something George Kittle can do. He's a future Hall of Famer. And we were talking to Baldy about it, Bonte, and he actually made the argument, man, they miss his blocking even more than they're receiving right now. And hopefully he can play, obviously, against the Falcons this weekend. Sunday Night Football. Levi, are you going to be there?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
I think so.
All right. Bonte.
I think so. I got some
making
things
an appearance.
To do.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm always around.
Well, no, I know. You'll be locked in tonight, obviously, Portland Trailblazers.
I'll be locked
Golden
in
State
Portland.
Warriors.
Dodgers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.